And he'll answer any questions you have about the program as well. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you for holding. Is this Jason?
This is.
Hi, Jason. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, JR. Did he do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yeah. No, it's the question was several questions. What fee structure? Do you have a trial? You know, like a 7-day trial, 30-day trial.
Well, it takes more than 7 days usually just to get you verified and have you up and running. You know, so there's no free trial, but we do offer it month to month. So you're not buying it through a contract.
Sure. And what's the fee?
That's actually tough. Okay. So 10-mile radius. Okay. A small service area. I mean, I could do it at $199 month to month.
$199.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Can you send me some details via email so I can kind of look at what it is? Do you have a information document or anything?
Yeah, I have like a template I could text you. Actually, it'd be good for you to see this because the pricing structure normally for the package that I just quoted you on, it's usually $299, and then there's usually a $299 setup fee. You know, that's as close to a trial as I can get.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in a position where, you know, I had so much work for so long that, you know, I really didn't invest in marketing for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm in the age where, you know, I'm 50, I'm in my early 50s, and a lot of my, you know, leads for architects and a lot of people retired over the last 5-6 years. So I'm kind of finding myself with some sparse, I guess a decrease in demand, which I understand is, you know, with the interest rates being higher in our sectors, you know, kind of across the board, but you know, things are still happening.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to figure out how to, you know, increase inquiries, for new prospective jobs. But unfortunately, after paying my taxes and everything, I'm on a really limited budget, and I don't really want to commit to anything, you know, in the long term. But if you say there's no month-to-month contracts, et cetera, it'd be possible to, you know, maybe give it a try for a few months and see what happens.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for businesses to market for the last, like, 16 years consecutively, just because you're catching people at the moment that they're hopping online and searching for what you do. You know,
exactly.
Different.
No, I totally understand it. It was. I just never had the capacity to take on additional work, so.
Right.
It's never been an issue. And of course, with the pandemic and everything else, and labor scores, high demand.
Yeah.
It just made no sense.
Definitely would have been beneficial though to document all that stuff. You know, I mean, that's the hidden part of it. Is like if you had the spot a year ago, or you know, however long ago, if you would have done it. You would have all those reviews, everything built up, and be on that first page, so you'd really establish yourself. So it's not too late to start. I'm just saying, you know, that's
He said I had, you know, a bunch of good reviews when he looked me up, and
yeah, there's stuff there. Yeah, I'm just saying, if all of it, you know, if we would have started back then, it would be a whole different ball game to starting today, you know, but.
Yeah, I understand.
You can still take what you have and promote that. Obviously, the Google Business Profile will get in there, and we'll do a Google verification, so that'll add a lot of credibility if there's any doubt from people. You know, we'll have you send in your license, insurance, and everything, and we'll get that rolling. So if I could approve that discounted pricing structure, $199, you said this is something you want to give a shot?
Well, I'd consider, can you send me the template? I mean, maybe some cases or, you know, I just... The challenge is this, you know, you're cold calling me, right?
Yeah.
And I've had experience before where I get cold calls and, yeah, let's try this. And then it's just, you know, total waste of money, right? So I'm skeptical.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, no, I try to accommodate you. I'm just having a problem with your texting this phone number that we're on.
Oh, 503-849-4621?
No.
You called my office line. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a virtual number.
Oh, okay. It's a Google Voice tracking number. What's the actual number?
Well, no, that's my actual number, but it's an old landline that's through a BOIP'd. Is that the right terminology? It's not like a traditional landline. It's now like it's through like Vonage at this point.
Oh, okay. And then it like forwards to your cell phone if you're not there.
And then, and I have it. It's basically I'm never at that particular shop. It's a shop number, but this is my long term business number that I've had forever.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to accommodate you here and show you that we're legitimate. We've been around for 20
mm-hmm.
years, show you some reviews. So what's the number I could text you on and show you this stuff?
Okay. It's 503-849-4621.
Mm-hmm. 4621. Okay. Give me just a second here. You like your website?
That's something else I'm in the process of working on.
Okay. Can help you with that too.
Okay, one second. Here, let me get you on my Bluetooth.
Okay.
Okay. I'll have to hold my phone in my ear.
No problem.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So that's the link for the pricing page.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sending you the reviews here now. And then the most important thing is the Google Partner Badge. What were you saying? Sorry.
And where are you based out of?
Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Yeah. We're actually right across... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. With the Google Package page...
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, with being a Google Partner, what does that mean? Can you explain to me?
Yeah. So there's only a few Google Partners in the U.S. We're actually partnered with Google, and you want to work only with a Google partner if you're planning on
mm-hmm.
doing some Google advertising,
because
they're the only ones who have access to the algorithm that dictates who's on the first page and who's not.
Yeah.
The guys that are on the first page are only up there because they're paying Google for it, right? So it goes through a Google partner.
Yeah, no, I understand. Exactly.
Yeah. So you there are companies out there where probably what you ran into in the past, if it's advertising on Google, where you said, hey, you know, I tried these guys out, they sucked or whatever happened,
mm-hmm.
then maybe that was like more an SEO company than just a Google partner. We do the Google, like the local SEO stuff too, but if it's just SEO, it's kind of hit or miss, you know? They put you on a bunch of directories
mm-hmm.
and they try to get, but it's a lot different than actually selecting space.
Can I give you a little, explanation of where I'm at with my website and everything else
mm-hmm.
and see how you can help me? Okay. So many, many years ago, I hosted my website and it's still hosted with Earthlink.
Okay.
You know, I'm talking about how old I am. So they also,
I haven't heard of it and I'm 31, so.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So Earthlink was kind of one of the, right after AOL and...
That's probably
why. Old school. So
I got you.
They haven't... Whoever owns that platform and technology, you know, sitting on their boat somewhere, and they haven't, you know, invested a dime in it. And I have very limited email storage. I run out all the time, et cetera. So...
Yeah, I try to get you to buy more.
One of my plans was I would like to get my email and everything hosted on Google...
Yeah.
Cloud services.
Yep.
That's kind of what my goal is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Gmail. You can get you a Gmail. Yeah. I can make that.
Well,
work.
If I have a website direct, you know, email, so it's like jason@artsandcraftsman.com or jpack@artsandcraftsman.com is my email.
I see that on
and,
the website.
Yeah. So, you know, that is, you know, routed and managed through the web hoster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Web hosting. So, I'm trying to get that in a place where smartphones and, you know, cloud storage, it's, you know, more compatible with today's technology because I only have so much email storage and it fills up and I have to delete things. I can only maintain emails for like a year and a half.
Yeah. Bring you into 2024 here.
I know, man.
We'll get you a new site, get you a Gmail with some G Suite action going on there. You know, you can get a custom email with like jason@artsandcraftsman.com. They can email you on that. And, you know,
so
you won't run out of
like,
storage there.
Okay. So it's just like basically it's a Gmail account with, you know, whatever you call that.
Well, it's Gmail, and then you'll have G Suite, right, which is the custom emails, and then you have your own Google business profile, right, and that's what we verify and then create if you don't have it currently existing. And then we go into the back end of that Google business profile and actually implement Google's algorithm and do your optimization. So that way, that's what's appearing on the first page when people look up what the services you provide. It's just a condensed form of it. And then there's a little link to your website and a call button, and they click on that. You know, you got a live call from somebody who was just in your area Googling for a service that you offer.
Got it.
Kind of the simplified version.
What's all involved with that? Because it sounds like what you're trying to sell me is one thing, and that's a separate process. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, yeah. I mean, creating your Gmail would be something that I would literally do, like, myself for you, just as, like, a favor, just to help you out. I mean, usually we don't do that because you could just get on to gmail.com and create your own Gmail and enroll in G Suite. That's not something that we're providing for you that you can't do yourself. What we're providing for you that you can't do yourself is getting on that first page. You have to actually have availability, like a spot available on page one in your industry. It's kind of like a digital billboard or like a paid ad space on like Yellow Pages back in the day.
I see.
Right. And so that's really what you pay for, is to be top recommended, and that's what drives a lot of the traffic and the leads in for you. So
the other stuff is
just me going, hey, you know, I get your 55. Our owner's 50. So he just turned 50. We celebrated his birthday this weekend, had a big old party. So I get it.
I'm 53. I'm not 55 yet, but you know what I'm
saying. Yeah, but something happens in there, somewhere between there, you know, because like our CEO, he's like a tech wizard, just turned 50, and then my dad's 63, and he's just oblivious. So there's something that happens between that 50
and
60.
Well, I mean, you just, I'm a carpenter. I'm doing carpentry and this stuff. It just changes so fast. And I just don't really know where. I just can't keep up, you know.
Google understands that, and that's a lot of the reason why we have this partner program, is because they don't want you to get left in the past just because, you know, new technology came out. You know, we could come in here, help you, pick up the slack on this end, and then obviously you just still got to focus on the old school thing, which is, you know, actually getting good reviews, answering your phone, taking care of people, you know, and it's a partnership instead of, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I was to, just to get an example, if I was, I'm at my computer right now.
Sure.
For some reason has, if I go to Google right now.
Yep.
And let's
I love that you're doing this.
Okay. So what were my keywords that I would want to type in right now?
Well, I mean, the big one would be like a custom home builder. that would be a big one.
Bathroom kitchen remodel.
Yeah. What's your bread and butter? I like kitchen remodels,
Portland, Oregon. I put this thing in.
Okay.
And I see sponsored pages come by. I see ZBart, sponsored that comes up. And then it has another sponsor that it has businesses. It says Mosaic, Catalyst Construction, Pacific North. So those are the top three.
Yep. So the top ones are sponsored and Google Guarantee are actually in a different program. What we're doing for you is Google Places. So you see the map, and then the guys right under the map right there on page one.
Yep. It's businesses,
and
it shows three businnesses that have come up, and it has
You'll be one of those guys. You'll be one of those guys.
I see.
Now we can do Google Ads too, but these guys are paying a lot more to have like the sponsored and then to have the Google Guarantee guys. Those guys are paying per lead, sponsored Google Ads are paying per click. What I want to do, and what I would recommend, just from my experience, okay, I've been doing this for 12 years. Start with the local listing. Get yourself established with this. You're only showing up for about a 30 to 40 mile radius. But it's Portland, so it's, you know, you're in a good area, right? Evaluate it. Make sure you can handle that, right? Run that for a couple months. Get your reviews built up. Get things going in the right direction. Now, if you feel like you can handle that or you want to increase, which I don't think you will, if it, I mean, you sound like it's...
No, I don't. I just like to live, I just like to work in a certain geographical area of Portland.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, then
but I'm kind
you won't
of slow
need to...
right now, and I'd like to, you know, get my business revving again.
Yeah, I think you'll love this. So this is ideal. What I have you quoted at with the $199, I mean, like I said, that package is usually $299. There are other packages I could upgrade you to that include, like, Facebook, mm-hmm. and there's some that include, like, Google Ads in there, too. But that's spending more money. You know what I mean? I went straight to the, hey, this is the bare minimum that I could do to get you up there, start generating some clients for you. And then with those clients that come in, you could use that money to expand if you do want to do other things and increase the volume, mm-hmm. you know. But I don't think you'll really need to. You sound to me like you're one of those guys that'll get the base package, and then that'll be your solution until you decide to hop off the bike here.
I'd be willing to give it a try.
Yeah, you'll love it. I saw you had Angie's List and some other stuff, and I'm going, if you could do anything with those guys, then you'll do great.
It was a total waste. Those guys
are horrible.
I thought Angie's is like, that's like Earth-like. That's so yesterday.
I've actually lobbied myself at some conventions to try to get them to, like, get Google to get out of bed with those guys, because they basically just buy leads all over the U.S. with Google advertising, and then they sell the one lead to, like, six of you. So it's like,
that's exactly as it is. And just, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't
anyway.
Time. So the $199, tell me when I get to that again.
Yeah, so you'll have your Google Places placement. We'll list you for up to 15 keywords. Like I said, that 30 to 40 mile radius. You get the popular directory submission, so you'll have, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We won't duplicate any listings that you already have, but we'll just kind of go in there and fill the holes with the directory mm-hmm. submission. And then there's a tracking system, and I'll build your new Gmail for you, get that set up.
Okay.
I'll actually do that right now. Hold on. Let me create an account. Let me sign you up for Gmail. Yeah, sounds like if you have something that's from the AOL days, you get those notifications like you ran out of storage, buy new storage, and then they send it to you. It's like a couple
bucks
a month.
Well, they don't have the infrastructure to sell you more storage. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like so old school.
Oh.
And like I said, I've been so busy for so long, like my lead times have been years in advance, and it just got so overwhelming. I quit selling stuff because, you know, I was like, I got too much and I got to let it run down. Now that it's run down, I'm like, oh, get my stuff together, get my books in order, and then for a reset. So I'm sort of doing a reset right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So this one's going to be a personal and work email. So. Gmail address just for you, a little custom email with Google Workspace. Okay, we'll plug in the business name, Arts and Craftsmen. Now, are you an LLC or incorporated or DBA?
I'm incorporated.
Okay, so it's Arts and Craftsmen, Inc.
Inc., that's correct.
Okay, well, let me just set up here. Okay, and it's just you, or how many employees do you have?
I average 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay, so I'll put you in this 2 to 9 category. Good old US of A. All right, Jason. And then what's your last name?
Peck, P-E-C-K.
P-E-C-K. Okay. And then what's your current email address?
My current email is jpeck, J-P-E-C-K,
mm-hmm.
at artsandcraftsman.com. That's ArtsAnd. CraftsMen.com.
Got it. All right. Next. I need a domain. You already have a domain, correct?
Yep. www.artsandcraftsmen.com.
I know I'm just repeating some of this, but I'm actually creating it. That's why. And then, so artsandcraftsmen.com. Okay, I got it right here. Let me copy and paste it. I was just looking at it. Where'd you go? There we go. Okay. Domain name, next. Domain name should end in a valid domain extension. Okay, so let me just do this then. Just take off this HTML, HTTP, save. All right.
This is where you lose me.
Why? What's going on? All the, I know, I'm just talking to myself.
No, my son, he's all into that too, but.
Yeah. I gotcha. A little bit of coding.
I know a little. I know it's JavaScript. Is that still the case, or maybe I'm.
We'll bring you into the present. Don't worry, gotcha. It's funny. Okay. Let's see. Here's just to make you feel better. If somebody asked me to do custom cabinetry, I'd be lost.
Well,
lose my finger on a bandsaw or something.
We don't have our place. We don't have our place, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm a wizard here, but you know, you get me in that wood shop, somebody's gonna lose something. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me, they had it when I was in middle school. I wasn't great at it. I tried. My grandfather was actually a carpenter for years. He passed away in 2018, but I used to go up to the mountains, and he would make all kinds of crazy stuff, birdhouses and bears and all kinds of stuff out here in Southern California, Big Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I grew up in Southern California.
Oh, yeah? What parts?
I lived in Anaheim Hills.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we're not far from the Google headquarters building one. That's our parent company, so that's right. It's like borderline Irvine, Newport Beach. It's like right off the 405 there, yeah.
Yeah. That's where I used to surf, Huntington Beach and Newport.
I'm a Huntington Beach native. I graduated from Ocean View High School in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, off Golden West there.
Yeah. You're probably one of the guys like yelling at me for being in the surf, man.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Who
not
are you?
At all.
You're not from around here?
I'll surf. I just did the Huntington Beach, or the Surf City Marathon, at the beginning of this month on the February 4th. So that was all along the whole PCH. Yeah. And went into Central Park.
It's so fun.
Oh yeah. It was the first marathon I ever ran in my life, but it was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. It was absolutely beautiful. I got 3 hours and 48 minutes.
Whoa. That's impressive.
Yeah. It was like an 8:45, but I trained from like August of last year, so
yeah.
I spent the last few months kind of going crazy running.
That's super impressive. You should be proud of that time.
Yeah, I was you know, I beat myself up about it a lot because I just took off way too fast. Like the excitement got to me, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna kill this. And so the first half I did it, and the first 13.1 was an hour and 38 minutes. So the second one ended up being 2 hours and 10 minutes.
You ran out of
soup. Yeah. By mile 20, it was like cramps, and I was fighting for my life. I was like, just get to the finish line. Yeah, but it was
I know. I know it's incredible personal discipline, and that's what's cool about that sort of activity or sport, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's a lot of you versus
so much
you.
To it.
Yeah. A lot of persistence. What's going to be this is your personal password for your email. So your email is going to be jason@artsandcraftsman.com, and then I'm going to set up the password for you, and that way you could log into it yourself. But how do you want the password set?
Just do ABCD1234, and I'll change it.
Okay. Sounds good. I didn't know if you'd be able to do that.
I should be able to do that.
Yeah,
so,
it's pretty easy.
Jason is not my email. It'll still work. I mean, my questioning is how does it port forward or whatever, you know, cause
yeah,
I have my,
so if you want to keep this, I mean, do you want to keep the site or do you want us to remodel your site? Cause you were saying it's a little outdated. Go ahead.
This is my question. So I have my email. It's jpeck, J-P-E-C-K at artsandcraftsman.com. That's
right.
That's my email right now today. You just created one that says jason@artsandcraftsman.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yep.
And so if I was to send an email to that, well, it'll just get forwarded to the Gmail account then? Is that?
If you were to email the jason@artsandcraftsman.com?
Yeah.
It's going to have its own business inbox. It's going to have its own inbox. It's an entirely new email address.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I was to make that the jpeck@artsandcraftsman.com, would there be a conflict there, or how does that work? Do you understand my question?
Mm. No, I'm sorry. I had this thing pop up at the same time, and now you got my undivided. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. So my current email is jpeck@artsandcraftsman.com. Mm-hmm. I send an email to that. It goes to my Earthlink hosting, and then that's sort of the email manager, correct?
I'm still not picking it up.
Okay.
So you have your email set to forward to, or from your website. Is that what you're talking about? Form?
My website hosts my email as well. Like that
right.
host.
Right.
Earthlink. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is,
mm-hmm.
can I, you know, make it the JPEG at Arts and Craftsman, you know, because that's where all my business contacts have that email. Or would this just be a whole new email?
Yeah, so the problem with that email is, like, it's all loaded with storage and everything, you know, or it has, like, storage.
Yeah.
So we created the new one because there's no other way around that unless you're literally going to go into that email and then just start deleting away, which you could do. You know, you got to really just go in there and just delete everything, basically.
Well,
and clear it out.
No, I understand that. I could download all that and put it, you know, I got that much smart, so I can take it off my server, put it in my, you know,
mm-hmm.
put it in my my Outlook and mm-hmm. Not have it storage-based. So, but you've created a new one called Jason at Arts and Crafts. And my question is
right.
because all my business contacts as the JPEG,
mm-hmm.
is there a way to merge those and kind of have them posted
on
the platform?
Yeah, add the contacts. Like, there is a contact section in here, and actually the really cool thing about it is, like, if you log into this Gmail on your mobile device,
mm-hmm.
it'll ask you if you want to download contacts from your other email or from your phone, and you'll get that pop-up,
okay.
and you just give it permissions to, if that's the case.
I don't think I'm not asking the question appropriately, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have this established email address, jpeck@artsandcraftsman.com.
Right. Everybody knows about that one. That's the one you've been doing business
Everybody,
for.
Exactly.
Right.
So somebody mm-hmm. sends me an email to jpeck@artsandcraftsman.com that goes to my Earthlink server. And then my question is, can I take that jpeck@artsandcraftsman.com and port it to this new email host?
I mean, that sounds like it's more of a question based off of, like, that server that you have there that's, like, receiving and forwarding it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't create that, so I don't know what it's capable of. I'm not familiar with the system that you're using there to port and transfer. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a hyperlink. Like on your website, if somebody finds you on Google and they left something on your site, it'll forward automatically to Jason@artsandcraftsman that we created for you. But the people in the past who are sending to that email, it's only going to go to that email.
I could forward this one to my other email.
Yeah, or you can have, like, the same inbox too. Like, I have my personal email and my work email both signed into on my phone. And so the inbox has both of them. Like, there's just one inbox for both of them. Yeah, so all you really have to do for that is just sign into the new email, which is jason@artsandcraftsman.com. Yeah, and so you'll still get your emails from them, you know what I mean? And it'll still come to that same inbox. But, you know, it's as far as the data, and I don't know about, like, what other forwarding stuff that you set up there until I actually look at
mm-hmm.
it, Jason. You're asking about a product where I don't know the details on the back end of what they're doing.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. You've answered my question. So my question is, my next question is, what is this email service called? I just want to write a note that you just set up for me.
Oh, this is Gmail.
Gmail.
It's a business Gmail.
Business. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's a business Gmail. So this one, instead of it being jason@gmail.com or whatever, it's jason@artsandcraftsman.com. So it's actually, like, for your business. And then for your other employees, you can actually, if you do sign up for G Suite, which you can do manually, they charge, like, $10 to $12 a month for it, depending on the package you select.
Okay.
But you can go give your other employees one, too. So then they'll have, like, Rick at artsandcraftsman.com or,
got
you know what I mean?
So you answered my question. So I can actually create the JPEG at artsandcraftsman.com through G Suite and then just you know, cancel my other one and get the information off or whatever. And, you know,
yeah. Yeah. Or you could even change the name of the email if you wanted to have it be like jpec@artsandcraftsman, but it's going to stay at artsandcraftsman.com because the way I set it up, if you want to create a different one. Okay. But yeah, so the login for this is just your first name, just Jason, and then @ and then artsandcraftsman.com, and then the password ABCD123. So whenever you're ready, you can log into that, and you got a fresh.
It's just
business.
123, not 1234. Let me just do that right now.
Yeah, I entered it as what you told me, and then I kind of, I'm like, I could sign out, sign back in.
I know you're giving me lots of time here. I appreciate it. So I'm going to Gmail here. And I just say, or sign in.
Mm-hmm. Go to Gmail, sign in, and then Jason@, here, I'm going to log out of it too, so that way it doesn't give you any headaches.
Okay. Now I'm hitting, just welcome Jason Peck. Now it's, it's because I have a Gmail account, it's getting all weird on me.
Yeah, it's trying to automatically log into that other one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. You can log into two of them at once. It's just a lot easier to do on the PC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Use another account. Here we are. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm here. Jason. Right.
At artsandcraftsman.com.
This is where you're going to be like, oh, yeah, you are old. You know, fast like
okay.
Here.
No, it's okay, bud. Take your time.
I'm fine.
Yeah. No, once you get it all set up, then it's a different ball game, you know, so that's why I tell guys like, maybe, you know, first couple of days, you know, you're not seeing a lot. It's going to feel stagnant. And then once you get the hang of everything and you get starts moving a little quicker, makes the life a lot easier. Actually seems right now, like it probably makes life harder, but once you get the hang of
workspace.
It. Yep. That's cool. Workspace. So you have options for this. You can also go and create the Google Business, or you could just use it as like a traditional email where people can email you. I recommend the Google Business, but again, that's at your own discretion if you want to do that. You know, if you're like, hey, leave those guys with their own email, let them figure it out, or and you don't really have to enroll in that.
Now I'm at Google Workspace, and it says I can try for 14 days free.
Yep.
I think that's probably what you did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that you don't have to do that, though, too. Like, if you do the 14 days and then you decide, hey, I don't want to actually do the Google Workspace and pay that $20 or $10, $15, they have different options once you get into it after you do accept the free trial. You can just have it set up as a regular email. It just won't give you the other features of that Google or G Suite.
Okay.
So you won't have, like, the features of being able to add those guys to give them their own personal thing. But there is advantages to that, too, because, like, let's say this guy, he's working, building up rapport and getting clients and everything through his G Suite account that you guys created for him, and then one day you lay him off, just hypothetically.
Yeah, no.
You still have all his contacts and all his emails that he was getting. So sometimes business owners like to keep that because then there's like, you know, you're not losing the customer that was actually working with your business just because they built rapport with that guy. So
when you built this for me, it just says, you know, it's asking for my credit card and all this other stuff right now. Is there a way to get past that or?
Yeah, if you just do the free trial, you shouldn't have to put, oh, it might ask you to put it in there to like auto pay in the future.
Yeah.
So would you rather just have, like, a regular one and not a business one? You want just, like, a regular email?
No, this is okay. I just wanted to see if I can get past this for 14 days and whatever, but...
Yeah, it's not going to charge you.
We're going to be on it.
But you can go in there and actually, like, cancel it before then, or you could suspend the billing, put a wrong number on the billing information. It doesn't know because it's not going to try to process it until that 14 days is done. And then it'll tell you a billing error, you know, fix this. And then you can decide if you want to actually keep doing it.
Okay. So you got that all set up for me.
Yep.
I'll continue this later, not on your time.
No, no worries. All right. Let me create your account then. What, last name, Peck. Okay. And then we're going to use, I'm going to just send you the paperwork on your old email for right now.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. JPEG. Oh, where did it go? What's the old email address? Sorry, I got like 20 windows. Hold on.
Yep. JPEC, J-P-E-C-K, at artsandcraftsman.com.
Okay. That's weird. Your email is personalized, but it's not through Gmail.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying.
Man, it's so strange. Okay.
It's hosted by Earthlink. That's the thing.
Before my time.
I know.
I'm like, that's why I got so confused when you were asking me questions earlier. Yeah. I'm like, I just don't know anything about Earthlink.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I think they changed that where web you can host wherever, and then you can have your email ported through, you know, like Gmail or somewhere else. And that's what I'm trying to get at.
Is this 42?
So we figured that out.
Southeast Woodstock Boulevard still accurate for you?
So that is my mailing address. It's a UPS store.
Oh. Okay.
And I have a shop location, and I should probably, I'd like to have that probably as my address, but
yeah, because there's that little red dot on the map, and then they can, if you're okay with it, they can get turn by turn directions to that location. Is
yep.
it like a okay? What's the street address?
It's 4125.
Okay.
Southeast Holgate Avenue.
Holgate Boulevard in Portland?
Yep.
Okay.
Holgate Boulevard.
Okay. I put right. Avenue and it was like trying to correct me. 97202?
97206.
Oh, this one's 202. Come on, Google Maps. Southeast, all spelled out, 4125 Southeast Holgate Boulevard.
Let me, 4125 Southeast.
I got you, bro. Here, I'm going to pull
Holgate.
It up on it.
Holgate Boulevard. Yep.
That's it. It's like a grayish building.
It says 97202.
Yeah, that's what Google has.
Okay, that's probably correct. I've just never received mail there. So
okay. Does that look like it on the map, though? It looks accurate
yeah,
on the street?
That's totally it.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Let me see.
I just assumed it's 206, but...
Oh, good.
It's funny. I own the building. I wouldn't even know that, you know.
Now you know. It's funny. All right. Let's go ahead and save. All right. And then they're going to send a little postcard there, so you will receive some mail here. Is there a box for it? It's a FedEx guy.
I
drop it off.
But it's like a gated building, and the mail,
yeah.
I never receive mail, so... You know, it'll get to me eventually. Is this a verification thing?
Yeah. What I'm going to do, though, is I'm just going to send you the form. So I'll have it sent there, but I'm going to send you the form, too. So that way we're
okay.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually they don't send the form for Google verification unless you already, like, there's a problem with receiving the PIN. But I'm just going to
mm-hmm.
be proactive and send it to you now. And then... you can fill this out, send it in, and then we'll send the postcard too anyway. If you do happen to receive
okay.
the postcard, or like they just maybe just throw it inside the gate or something, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we will need from you.
Okay.
Okay. But you could always fill out this form too. I'm texting Aaron.
Well, yeah, I guess I have a mailbox. It's just, you know, it's always locked.
Yeah.
If I'm not there.
I'd rather be safe than sorry, though, you know. I want to make sure you start
yeah.
seeing some return out of this and don't want to let some minor hiccup like a mailing issue get in the way.
Is it will it not start until it is done?
Yeah, we have to verify. Yeah, we have to have your business Google verified. We're basically promising the people that are searching on Google or that pick
yeah.
from this section that we verified you. So that's kind of...
Okay.
Gives them the peace of mind of like, okay, this guy's legit. It's not some guy that just like moved here from Mexico and
okay.
started doing some carpentry work. All right. And then, did you get that form?
Let me see here. I looked in my mail here.
We're almost done. Almost done. I texted it to you too, by the way. So I came to the 4621 cell phone.
Okay. I got local flash support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got that, yeah.
The one that says, Jason, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. And it has, like, a link in there.
It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. That's the form.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Good. Got that. Done. All right. Last two things. All right. So we got to schedule a client interview. Okay. Client interviews usually take 30 to 45 minutes. They're pretty easy.
All right.
Could go faster. What's a good time for you? What's your schedule look like today?
I could do it this afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, I have 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4.
Let's do 1 to 2.
1 to 2, all right. And my rep will call you and walk you through it. It's all general knowledge stuff, but they want to get your keywords set up, want to make sure we're not listing you for any services that you might not provide. They'll go over, like, service area. And then I enrolled you for the My Site. So if you want to capitalize on the site, it's no extra cost to you. But they will need access to that domain. So I know you're not super computer savvy, but if we could figure that out or when you figure that out.
So that's just getting to my my control board?
Yep, to be able to log in to the website.
Yep.
Yep.
All and right, then they'll do that.
Okay, perfect. See, you're not a complete dinosaur. That's not that bad. Yeah, you're
not
good.
That bad. Okay.
Yeah, my dad is like, that's a dinosaur right there. You know, he's lost. He prefers me to custom order him flip phones on Amazon and then go like activate them when he breaks them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they don't sell them in the store anymore, so I have to actually like go on Amazon, order a flip phone, and then get it activated.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's a headache.
I'm not like that.
I try to tell them. I'm like, it's so much easier to just like, you know, you can even tap the little icon and say, "Call John," you know. and he just doesn't want to do it. I'm like, okay, you
know, I get it.
Numbers, you know, he only remembers like four people's phone number. All right, so I got the profile set up and the client interview scheduled between 3 and 4. And then, how do you want to secure your first month's payment?
Oh. You said 1 to 2. It's what the.
Oh, why did I do that? Okay, let me adjust it.
Okay.
Jesus. You did say 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, it's because it's Google Calendar, so I just kind of like put it in that window, and then I invited the JPEG at Arts and Craftsman too. Okay. All right. You'll get an automated text message at noon here. It just comes through just as a reminder. We do that for everybody.
Okay.
Okay. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I can give you a credit card.
Okay. I'm ready for you whenever you are. Wait, well, actually, I have to make sure the billing information. So the billing information is the same as the street address we have on file?
It's the 4207 address.
Okay, let me adjust it. Okay, and it has your name and the business name on the front of the card, or just you?
It says Jason Peck and Arts Craftsman underneath it, but Jason Peck always works.
Okay, all right, now I'm ready for you.
All right, 4856.
4856.
2003 5027 9041
And then the expiration date, month and year?
925
And 3-digit code on the back?
332
Okay. And I want to throw this out there, just because we didn't really touch on it. I know I kind of mentioned it. How do you feel about like Facebook and Facebook advertisement?
I think it's a great way to get leads. I've had pretty good success, you know, just doing it on my own.
Okay. We do have a Meta certified technician in house, three of them actually. Kyle Wollenberg would be the one to help you with that.
What's the cost for that?
We could start out, like the minimum to start out is you have to throw $100 into it. So it'd be, or $99 would be the lowest. So, with the current, it's saying $100. So the current pricing structure would change from $199 to $299 if you want to do that.
Okay. And I can cancel at any time, you said?
Yeah, it's the same service agreement. It's just an added feature.
Okay,
it's because those ads actually cost money. Yeah, same service agreement. Yeah, same service agreement. Okay. It's just we're literally allotting a $100 budget to the Facebook ads, and then we're hosting it for you.
I understand. Mm-hmm. So the service agreement, just to, you know, this is where in my history I kind of like, oh, well, there's a $100 cancellation fee, or you have to have a 12-month commitment and all that stuff. There's mm-hmm. You're telling me none of that exists.
No, and we send it to you in writing. I'm about to send it to you in writing.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, like, because if I put the Facebook in there and add the $100, it's going to add that to the service agreement too. So that's why I'm trying to get the yes or no from you.
I'm going to give you a 3-month commitment here, you know, my mind, and we'll see how it works. You've tapped dance. You've done your job here.
Okay, well, now that you say that, I'm going to throw this out there, okay?
There's
another thing you could do to save yourself some money. If you want to commit to 3 months with the package that has the Facebook ads, you're set to be charged $900 over that 3 months. If you want to do a prepay, mm-hmm. I can do it for $700 flat.
For $700 flat to prepay for the 3-month commitment?
Yep, 3 months. So it's a prepay. You pay the full $700, and then you're on board with us until May 27th. If you want to continue, you can either do another prepay, or you can go month to month at the $299 pricing structure at that time.
Let's do the prepay. I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, it'll save you $200 if you're already committed to it. So.
Well,
Yeah. Let me add the Facebook ads in there, too. Okay, create profile subscription, and then we're going to go. And then the website's completely free of charge too, by the way. So I'll leave that little extra sweetener in there for you. Give you some.
So they'll take the website over from my hosting.
Just hosting. Like you still have full access to it and everything. So we're just adding yourselves as the host.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, when they're talking about access, they're going to move the website over to this new hosting.
Correct. Yeah, we'll be your host. Correct. We'll be your host.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And there's no, we're not charging any hosting fees, so we're putting that as part of the package too. So we'll do all the hosting.
You're saving money already.
Well, that's what we want, you know? We would like to be like your one-stop shop for everything, because if Google's telling us, like, hey, this is wrong with his site, or this is outdated with his site, and we need that change, it's such a headache to be able to, like, disturb you from whatever you got doing, you know, risk you cutting your thumb off. And then go, hey, you got to call your website guy and tell him this, this, and that. And then you got to relay the information, and then we got to hope they do it right. And then it's already like a dinosaur system. Whereas now, if we have it all under one roof, I could just go in there and do it.
I like it.
All right. So that way, you got one customer service department for all the online marketing and advertising.
That's now we're talking. Now I'm getting excited.
Yeah, make it simple for you. That's the way it should be. Who knew it could be so easy?
I just want to push the button and it to work. That's it.
Yeah. And then I'm
just
here
want
with
to flip
too.
The phone over.
I just want to get called.
What's your name again?
My name is Jonathan. I go by John. And then my last name's Hill.
John Hill.
And you know, my full name is Jazwan Jonathan Hill. So, but nobody.
Nice.
Yeah, it's weird. Nobody ever calls me that. When I was young, my dad used to call me Jazz sometimes, but I don't know. And then I just started running into all these weird conversations with people, like, what kind of name is that? My mom used to call me Johnny, so I would just be like, okay, you know, I just always went by John. I got familiar with it. Like, people call me Jazz One, I'm like, all right, you're who, the FBI.
That's one.
Yeah. I'm going, okay, what's going on? The Fed.
What's your contact? Is there your phone number or email?
Yeah,
what's the best
so you can do johnh@localsplash.com, or I have a direct extension, too. It's the same as our customer service line. You just have to hit extension 544.
Okay, so johnh@localsplash, and then extension 544. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that number? Because I'm going to create a contact for you. So
yeah,
what's
of
that?
Course. It's 877-635. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
635.
Got that?
No, 635.
Yep.
Okay, and then 6225.
6225.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
read
back
to you. And then extension 544.
877-635-6225, extension 544.
Yep. And then you'll notice, Jason, if you go to your text messages, that's mm-hmm. the number I've been texting you on.
Okay. That's great.
Yep. Yeah. So it's the same line. We have 24/7 customer service too. So, you know, even if it's after hours, if I'm not available, you dial the same number, you just hit extension 1, and then there's always a live operator that can help you.
Got it.
Okay. They won't be able to, like, adjust your profile or take any payments, but if you wanted to, like, change something, you know, you could just put in that request mm-hmm. with them, and then we'll modify it when I get in.
Okay.
All right. All right. So let me go ahead and process you and get you your paperwork.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Hey.
And so in 3 months, we'll just generate a new, I'll get an email about, you know, renewing.
It's actually going to be set up to auto-renew. So the initial okay. term of the service agreement is going to be 3 months. The first month's payment is non-refundable because it's a prepay. So it's going to be in the amount of $700 today, the 27th. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's set to automatically renew each month at $299. So that was the initial rate before the prepay. Now, it says if you want to opt into another prepay, just contact us before May 27th, and then we could always do like another 3, 6, or 12 months. Okay.
Got it.
And it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing's due. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Fair enough.
All right.
I'll probably be so busy with all the work I get that I just won't even care.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, yeah. The idea here is, like, we don't get paid unless you get paid. So we want you to make as much as you can and be as profitable as you can so we can get some, too.
Okay. That's all it works, man.
So, you know, if you're not making money, then we're going to lose. Yeah, that's the beauty of it, too, is you should only work with companies like that. I tell guys all the time, you know, if they don't have anything to lose and they just get paid right in the beginning for nothing, then it's like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't like paper leads for that reason. It's like buying scratchers. It's like, okay, I pay you this $50, you give me a number, and then, you know, it doesn't work.
I just want to get, if I get a conversation, I'll make the sale. I've been really good at that. It's just getting the conversation. That's all I need.
But looking at the stuff you do, too, I don't know, how often do you do custom home building?
I've built a couple custom homes, but they're very, it's not really my forte. It's a whole different market. And to be honest, you make more money renovating. It's kind of a niche, you know.
It
takes a high skill set.
You know, you get the wife in there and this is my dream, you know. Husband's like, here's the card, whatever.
Well, there's a lot of complexities to the process and, you know, a lot of, it's just not streamlined, and new construction is very streamlined and compartmentized, so you can,
Imagine as a master carpenter too, a lot of the stuff you're doing is like custom, you know. It's not
just everything's
like,
custom. Everything's custom.
It's not,
but
like
that's
you're
all,
going
it's
to
chaos.
Home Depot and just I know. Like I said, my grandfather did it up in Big Bear, California for years. You know, he passed in 2018, but that's what he was known for. And I'd go up there and he did it well until the day he died, you know, but he used to show me how to do the cabinets, and he knew how to work all the tools. He had all the different saws. He had a huge, like, it was like a 6-car garage in his cabin out there, but it was all just wood stuff. It was like a big wood shop, and he would just whip up these doors, like, so fast, like custom cabinets. It was just like, boom, and he put the trim on them and everything, just going through the machine. I'm just like, man, I cannot. Mm-hmm. It's really a craft, you know. It takes years and years and years to learn how to do that. But he was also a guy that was missing the tip of his finger. So, I was like, Grandpa, can we just go fishing? I don't want to learn about this stuff. Let's go sit by the lake.
This is my goal.
Yeah.
This
is a good tool for you. So you should have your paperwork there. There'll be an outline of the agreement in writing. So basically all your homework is to sign off on the bottom of that. It's pretty easy. It's just type your first and last name out, hit submit. And then that Google verification form, fill that out as much as you can. It lets you know right at the bottom if there's anything missing. We're just going to 3-way call you with a Google rep, and we'll verify you over the phone. And then we're going to circle back with you here in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to notate this account as much as I can over the next 15 minutes, and then my rep will call you and walk you through your client interview.
He's going to call me at 1 o'clock.
Yep, it's at 1. Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm so out of it. You know what? I just realized I'm about 44 minutes into my lunch hour. I didn't even realize it. I've just been talking to you.
You better go eat lunch.
I'll grab a burger. All right. Well, I'm going to notate it anyway before I go, and then that way he'll be ready for you at 1. If anything changes or you need help, remember we're right here for you, so don't hesitate to call in.
All right.
All right,
Jason. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Looking forward to trying it out. Bye-bye.
You're going to love it. All right, bye-bye.